Time now for your weekly Lake North Fork Fishing Report as we cruise on down to the Bayou Resort in Gamalia, Arkansas, right there on the banks of Lake North Fork, and talk with Gary Faraci. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Gary. How are you on this thirsty Thursday morning?
I'm doing fantastic. Cooler weather, and of course, that should really start to get things going fishing-wise. It's not been that bad, but, you know, the fishing, it has gears, and it's about to shift into a higher gear, isn't it?
I think so. This week's been extremely warm. We had a lot of days in the 90s, and waking up and having it be 60 degrees, 65 degrees is beautiful. And I think that for sure that lake water is the temperature is going to come down. It's been hovering this past week right about 80, give or take a degree or two either way, depending on where you go on the lake. But yeah, so as that temperature comes down, the bite's even going to pick up more than what it has.
Oh yeah, for sure. For sure. It's, you know, and right now there's places on the lake, especially if you get around where the creeks are coming into the main body, you know, you're going to find some cooler weather, but, you know, find that cooler weather, find the shad and hold on.
Yeah. And some of the guys that fish, the largemouth fishermen, they've been doing okay. It slowed down a little bit, but the guys that chase them will chase that shad, and they're not afraid to throw different things at them. And a few of the guys told me they've done okay, and they've been throwing whatever works that day. They've been throwing at them, and this past week with the temperature the way it was, they'd be out early, and then by 9:30, 10 o'clock, it's too hot and they're done.
Mm-hmm.
But and the same with the crappie guys this past week. Both on plastic and on live bait, they've been doing really well. I mean, they haven't caught the limit, but they've been catching 10, 12 nice, good-sized crappie, a little bit deeper, 25 to 30 feet deep. That's pretty good for this time of year.
Yeah, it is. You know, and that crappie bite will just do nothing but get better and better. As well as the largemouth. And, you know, a lot of people like, you know, this time of year, throw those jerk baits.
Yep. It's that time of year, you can throw a lot of different things this time of year on it. And then if you want to come down and have a blast, had some guys from Licking this past week came down and they caught 45 nice hand-sized bluegill, perch, whatever you want to call them, brim. Oh, my gosh. They were good. Filet size.
Yeah. And they're so much fun to catch. They're fighters, and you know, I mean, you can use crickets, you can use worms, you can, you know, they'll hit anything, and they're pretty easy to find.
Yeah, and you get on it with the ultralight on that, and you can just have a blast. And these guys did. They caught a bucket full of fish. Yeah, they were excited. They had a really good time. So no, we're not going crappie fishing today, which they usually do. And they said, we're going bluegill, and they just, you know, that's a lot of fish.
Oh yeah. Now the hybrids and the stripers, is there much activity with?
They've gone down by the dam, Gary, in deeper waters, and as that water temperature cools, they'll start moving back in. I'm guessing end of October-ish kind of thing, last week's of October. Depending on how that water, the water temperature cools, and then they start moving, and then they'll come right up here. But not yet. No, there hasn't been a lot, and I've had some guys out looking for them, and yeah, there's right in this area from here to the bridges and stuff and just beyond, there's not a lot of action on them.
The walleye bite's been pretty good, too, in places.
The walleye bite's been pretty good. It's starting to slow down a little bit. The white bass is starting to pick up. They're starting to topwater action in the morning and stuff, so that's starting to come around.
And that's usually, you know, I mean, the white bass start and then the hybrids. And then the stripers.
Yeah, they'll follow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's all looking good. I'm thinking, well, what are we, the 22nd of September? Within next month, things should really start. We're going to get in that transition. We should really start to take off.
Right on. Well,
yeah.
For folks that want to know a little bit more, how can they get hold of you?
Hey, Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. Our Facebook page, the Bayou Resort Facebook page, awesome way to take a look at pictures and see what's going on. what guys are using for bait. And then, of course, always our website, thebuyerresort.com, or just stop in and say hi if you're in the area.
Right on. Hey, Gary, we appreciate you, my man, and we'll chat with you next week.
Sounds good, Gary.